Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Is MultiChoice technically insolvent, even though it's the subject of a big takeover offer by French giant Canal Plus? Well, the numbers tell their own story. MultiChoice, owner of DSTV, has just reported a staggering 4.1 billion rand loss for the year to end March 31st, which marks the company's worst financial performance on record. MyBroadband.co.za says yes, this means the company is technically insolvent. Its losses stem from a 9% decline in active subscribers over the last 12 months and the declining rand. Its total assets have shrunk from 47.6 billion to 43.9 billion, while liabilities have risen to around 45 billion. So, with negative equity of 1.68 billion, this means that should it be forced to sell all of its assets, it wouldn't be able to settle its debts, and thus, says My Broadband, it is technically insolvent. I assume Canal Plus has done its due diligence, but if I were buying, I'd be looking very closely. One company that looks to be turning around, Spar, well up after finding a buyer for its Polish unit. Spar's shares are up nearly 10% on the announcement. It says it's also reviewing its Ireland and Switzerland operations, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's heading for the exit from those markets. Main focus internationally, US inflation numbers and a decision on interest rates by the US Fed on the same day. Quite unusual. Inflation first, US inflation has cooled, somewhat more than expected. It came in at 3.3% in May. And that's the first real sign the US economy might be slowing. Then came the announcement by the Fed, even though there was a drop in inflation, no change to interest rates. Unsurprising, but the important bit is the signal. They still reckon no more than one possible rate cut before year end. The markets liked what they heard. The JSE All Share was up 1.3%, ditto the top 40. London's FTSE up just under 1%, while in New York we had fresh record highs for both the S&P 500, up just under 1%, and the NASDAQ up 1.5%. The Dow ended slightly down. Tokyo this morning down 0.1%. Hong Kong, Sydney both up around 0.5%. US dollar has dipped back to 108 against the euro, the rand 18.40 to the dollar, 19.88 to the euro, 23.52 to sterling. Gold at 2,313, platinum 950, Bitcoin 67,400, Brent crude oil, no change, just over $82 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.